Current state on 90.5 WKAR, the Wharton Center's Paysant Theater welcomes a guy with a big mouth this Friday night, and current state's Jamie Paisley joins me now after speaking with the Belgian performer behind this show. Hi, Jamie.
Hey there, Mark. The performer is a man named Valentin Donens, and Big Mouth is the name of the Friday show coming up to the Wharton Center. Valentin read over about 1,000 famous real-life speeches across history for this production, and he recites them, even sings a little bit as well for this one-man show. He uses a lot of comparing and contrasting to craft his message about history. For example, he takes two speeches from the end of World War II, the first by American war hero General George Patton, and the other from, well, the other side, and a propaganda minister.
It's really like I mixed them up, like some people use samples and put them in their own songs. I sampled from those two big speeches, the General Patton speech and the Goebbels speech, I sampled bits, and I mix them. So I'm really switching all the time. I do three sentences Goebbels, then I do three sentences Patton. Sometimes they say the contrary, but lots of times they just say exactly the same. One does it in German, and the other one does it in American. And they have a very different style, and that's very interesting. Like Goebbels uses these really long, beautifully, literally almost theatrical sentences, and General Patton really speaks in these short, quite racist, aggressive sentences.
Good evening. If I just may have your attention for
a few. I've been fascinated with speeches for, I think, when I was 16 years old, about that age, just when I started noticing that some people were able to change the course of history just by saying words, not much more. And of course, they were at a certain point in history, and people were attracted already to some ideas that they were pronouncing. But still, the power of just the words that really amazed me. And so I think it's my fascination with speeches started there. And I really wanted to make something more intuitively. So that's why I just started reading at least one speech a day for the course of a year, and I didn't spend, of course, all day reading this one speech. Sometimes we'd just write just before bed, just read one speech, and put them on stacks in the hope that one day those speeches would start communicating with one another, what actually happened in the end. And that way I had lots of time just to think about it a little bit, don't make too much decisions too early, and the whole show is put together very intuitively, as if I was just guiding the speeches in the right direction. But of course, I did loads of work. I read too many speeches, and like only, 25 speeches ended up in the show of the 1,000 speeches that I ended up reading.
Do you feel like a responsibility to being true to the original intention of the speech? I mean, do you match the pitch and the intonation and the word stresses for those speeches that we have kind of an auditory history of?
Mm-hmm. No, actually not at all. In my opinion, every speech manipulation is a big thing in speech, just trying to get your audience in your direction. So me, in return, I manipulate the speech again. So of course, I'm wary when I do a Osama bin Laden that I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm saying, but still I'm quoting Osama bin Laden. I'm not Osama bin Laden. And I didn't feel the urge, especially not with the ancient Greeks, to try and copy them. I couldn't as well. I don't have enough accent in my mind to do all those different accents. I can't do a perfect President Bush. So I always tried to make my own version and more have a hint to the original. Like, for instance, that's maybe the best example. I'm doing this Goebbels speech, which is quite famous. It's the Totale Krieg, the total war speech. And during this, 45-minute speech, he's shouting all the time, "Wollt ihr den totalen Krieg?" It's like the cliche of what people, when they think of Nazi propaganda, that's how he did it. And then this whole sports palace is shouting back all the time, "Yah, yah." So I came up with this idea, why not try and do this speech a bit seductive, like I'm trying to seduce a woman, and do it very soft-spoken in contrast with him shouting all the time.
I lost my house. I lost all my cars. But hey, I still got my family.
The one-man show called Big Mouth was a big hit at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival back in 2012 and is coming to the Wharton Center's Paysant Theatre this Friday night. And we're speaking with that one man of Big Mouth, Valentin Donins, who took speeches from across the centuries, from Socrates to George W. Bush, and compiled this show. But as is often the case when looking at long-term history, the ones giving the speeches tended to be of one type, white men.
So the critic that I get a lot, I guess, especially in England, is that there are so less women in the speeches. I only do one-ish, and it's Ann Coulter. It's not like this, the most feminine person in the world. I mean the way she talks. But, of course, I'm a man, and as an actor, I would really love if some actress would stand up and come to me and ask to make a female version of the show, because I've still got tons of speeches lying, and I think there's really a female version possible. But I think someone else should do it, because if I'm going to do all these women, it's going to become a bit of stupid and funny. But I had in my long list, I had some Thatcher and Madeleine Albright, but they just didn't make the final list. That didn't have to do with the fact that their speeches wouldn't be that good, but more like for the dynamics in the show and the way it went, the puzzle didn't match with the female speeches. I have this big, like big 50s, 60s thing where I, in the show, and I sing from West Side Story, I Want to Live in America, and it's looped and it goes underneath all the speeches, and you get the assassination of JFK, of Robert Kennedy, and Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and I end this episode with Louis Farrakhan, a very long speech, because they're like a counterpoint for me, a new culture in America. But also the culture of television, and that influenced the way we write speeches enormously, because from the moment there was television, we had more this people needed quotes and like these one-liners, so they made all these speeches quicker and with shorter sentences, and so that's a big thing in the show.
For some of his performances of Big Mouth, coming to the Wharton Center's Paysant Theatre this Friday, the Belgian author-slash-performer Valentin Donins encountered a bit of a culture clash here in America.
When I did it in New York, and it was very successful there, but something I wasn't aware of is that when I'm doing speeches of Afro-Americans, some people find it difficult that me as a Caucasian actor, I quote people, Afro-American people. I never was aware of that. I think I'm from Belgium. People are less sensitive about that, me quoting Afro-American people. But some people, not a lot, of course, but you always hear the voices who shout out the loudest. They thought, that's our culture. Don't do it. Don't touch this. It's ours. So that's kind of that was a strange thing for me. But still, I didn't change it, and I'm still doing it, and I still can't really think of one reason why I shouldn't be able to quote people with Afro-American backgrounds.
We are lost! Thank God Almighty! We are free at last!
I wanna live in America. Okay, by me in America. Everything's free.
Valentin Donins and Big Mouth explores history through the speeches of others and comes to the Wharton Center's Paysant Theatre Friday night at 8 o'clock. Tickets and more information at wharton center.com. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.